I'm going to do a magic trick. Here's my hat. See, nothing inside. Now, abracadabra. Did you see that? Of course not. This is a podcast. You can't see me doing anything. But if you could see me, you still would see nothing. Because there is something missing to what I said, and I didn't do the trick right. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Hello, and welcome to Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, a mindset coach, and this place, the Monday Morning Mindset, is where I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. It's your mindset that determines your success, whatever you do, whether you're running, trying to run long distances, or just looking for success in life. And developing a strong mindset is a skill you can learn. So what went wrong with my magic trick? I had the hat. I said the magic words. Nothing happened. No rabbit came out. Besides the fact that I'm not a magician, I only said that I was going to show you a magic trick. I never said that I was going to pull a rabbit out of my hat. And according to what abracadabra means, abracadabra, those words won't work if you don't specify what you want. I found out this week that the abracadabra, that phrase, comes from the Hebrew, and it means, I will create as I speak. Or you know, it can also mean, I will create as I have spoken. Now, you probably, if you've been around, you probably have heard some of the New Age people talking about manifesting and thinking about what you speak, focusing on you want, what you want, and speaking out loud and trying to manifest things into reality by the words that you use. And a lot of people think, you know, that's just a bunch of woo-woo. But it has been a tradition for a long time, this idea of speaking things into existence. It's been around for centuries. The Jewish people have known this. And they were the ones that came up with the concept of abracadabra, I will create as I speak. In fact, if you look into the Bible, in Proverbs, there is a verse that says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. Now, in both Jewish and Christian faith, the belief is that God spoke and created everything there is. Now, I know that there's a lot of debate, you know, about creationism, but that is what is in the Jewish faith and the Christian faith, that everything that is and exists was created by God as he spoke. And according to Jewish and Christian faith, we humans are created in God's image. And part of what was given to us as being created in God's image is that our words have power. Of course, not as much to create, you know, the entire universe, but our words have power to affect our reality. Now, today, these days, we don't pay a whole lot of attention to the words we use. I mean, you know, our kind of the attitude that most of us have is, what's the big deal? You know, it's only words. And you probably got this from when you were little. You know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Maybe that's not said so much anymore, but for those of you who grew up around that, I mean, that was kind of believed by everyone. But, you know, psychologists will tell you different. Words do have power. Words get in. We've been talking the last several weeks about limiting belief and the power that words have, of what the words that people say, the words that you say. And the real power of the limiting beliefs is in the words. That's where the power comes from. And what happens is, when you get a limiting belief, you start repeating it yourself. You know, it's given to you by others. That we talked about that with the we talked about that last week. You get limiting beliefs from your family and from people of influence, but then you start saying it yourself. And then what the thing is, you believe these things, and what you believe will come out of your mouth in the words that you say. Listen to the things that you say out loud, and also, you know, listen to your inner voice, because those are the two places where your words reinforce what you believe about yourself and the world. And you repeat those words over and over and over, and so they strengthen and solidify. They come out of your limiting beliefs, but they strengthen and solidify and keep your limiting beliefs kind of locked in place. That's the things, I mean, I've heard people say things out loud. In fact, I used to say these kinds of things as well about myself. I'm not good at, you fill in the blank. I'm not good at that thing. Or you say, nothing ever goes right for me. Or you say, I'm so far down, I'm never going to be rich. Nobody cares what I think. Or I'm afraid what might happen. You say, I'm afraid that, and you can fill in the blank. Or you can say, I'm worried that, you fill in the blank. Those are the kinds of words that, you know, manifest your reality, in that they affect the way you think and the way you approach the world. And a lot of these will come from the inner voice. And the inner voice, we would never say these things out loud, but your inner voice says to you, well, you're not good enough, or I'm not good enough. You can say, nobody cares about me. Some people say, I'm a magnet for disaster. Now, I've heard some people say that phrase out loud. I mean, those kinds of things. And when something goes wrong, the words out of their mouth is, yeah, like, that's just what happens to me. I'm just a loser. They say those things out loud. See, that it doesn't matter, though, if you believe the words themselves have power in a metaphysical sense. You know, if you have the power to actually create and affect reality objectively. There's good evidence that they do. In fact, the Jewish, the Christian, the New Age, and even the occult believe that spoken words carry real power to affect reality. But even if you take away this metaphysical approach and you look at it from a purely psychological view, your words come from your mindset. Your words reinforce your mindset. And even from this perspective, your words create your reality. I've said this in a past Monday Morning Mindsets. We've talked about this. You don't experience reality as it really is. You experience reality that you create from stories that you tell yourself about the world, the stories that you have made up from words and phrases. And so, abracadabra, I will create as I have spoken. Whether you believe in a metaphysical power of words or just psychological power of words, the words you use create your reality. So now you may be saying, okay, this is kind of interesting, and you know, I've heard what you're saying, and maybe I've convinced you a little bit, but you're getting like, so what? What does that have to do with anything? You know, I've got the rest of my week ahead of me. What does all this have to do to help me get through my week? That's a good question. You know, this is the Monday Morning Mindset after all, and it's trying to help people like you, help you if you're listening to this, to develop a strong mindset. So here's the takeaway. Remember, your mindset determines the life you have. What you experience in life and the way you react to life as you live it comes from your mindset. So ask yourself, look at your life, look at how things are going for you, and ask yourself, well, how is the mindset I have working out for me so far? Most of us, I mean, I don't know any of us who would say, I've got everything under control, my mindset's great, life is perfect. No matter how good you are, there are always places that you can improve. So if life is not what you want it to be, the first step that you want to do to try to adjust your mindset is to pay attention to the words coming out of your mouth. Now, here's the best part. You have complete control over what you say. Now, I know it doesn't feel that way because, you know, for most of us, it doesn't feel that way. And the reason it doesn't feel that way is because we have this list of auto-respond phrases that we use out of habit. See, your brain is lazy. Your brain is going to look for ways to save processing power and not have to think too hard. And so that's what habits are. We develop habits to get us through those things that come up over and over and over, so we don't have to figure out how to ride a bicycle. You know, you don't have to figure out how to ride a bicycle all over again. You don't have to figure out how to drive your car all over again. There are great things Habits are great things. I mean, you could not survive if you didn't have habits to live by. But in times like this, I mean, you can keep going the way you're going, and your habits will keep you locked into wherever you're at. That's the thing about habits, is that they're great, but if you're really trying to make progress, if you're really going to try to change something, habits is something you're going to have to work to get different habits. So pay attention to what comes out of your mouth. Don't put your brain on autopilot. So here's my challenge for this week for the so what does this matter? Three things. Think before you speak. Now, you've probably heard this from other people, but for the most part, most of us go through the week, go through the day, and immediately, you know, just words come out of our mouth. We don't even think about what we're saying most of the time. So my challenge for this week, think before you speak. Number two, imagine that the words that you say out of your mouth will manifest into reality. Now think about that for a minute. The things that you speak will actually come to pass. And then number three, decide if what words you're about ready to speak is the reality that you really want to live in this week. Think before you speak. Imagine your words will manifest into reality, and decide if that's the reality you want. Abracadabra, I will create as I have spoken. That's your challenge for the week. Hey, thank you for listening. I appreciate you being part of the Monday Morning Mindset. If I can help you being a life coach, mindset coach, that's what I work with, is helping people to create the kind of life that you want. And what I think is hoping that people will go after an epic life, looking for their epic thing, and live a life rather than being stuck in the mediocre. Thanks again for listening. See you next time.